From the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, here's your latest agricultural update with Ron Hayes.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block of the Cattle Facts Organization. Randy, looking ahead over the next several years to 2020. Looks like what the beef cattle industry may look like at that time, right after this.
It's a new day for hay with Kubota Hay Tools taking the field across the country. Kubota DN Series disc mowers set the pace with fully welded cutter bars, three-bladed discs, and a non-stop breakaway system on select models. Rocks? What rocks? It's like they're not even there. Kubota makes the cut in even the toughest field conditions with convenient hydraulic or fold-up transport to make heading home easier, too. Kubota Hay Tools, precisely engineered to help you get more done. Learn more at Kubota.com or see your local Kubota dealer today.
It's one of the oldest Angus consignment sales in the United States, the 73rd annual OK&T Angus Breeders Association Sale, Wednesday, February 19th at 1 o'clock at the Fairgrounds Livestock Pavilion in Buffalo, Oklahoma. Featuring 45 bulls and 30 females, strong service-age bulls developed for the commercial producer, and bred heifers and open heifers ready for spring breeding and show heifer prospects. For a catalog, go to the auction page at OklahomaFarmReport.com or call 580-938-1094.
We continue our coverage of the Cattle Industry Convention 2014 here in Nashville. Yesterday, it was the Cattle Facts Market Outlook Seminar led by Randy Block and his Cattle Facts analyst, as well as Art Douglas, a longtime meteorologist that has served as the weather person of the seminar. Randy Block indicated that as he looks ahead to 2020, he sees several trends out there very important to the domestic beef cattle industry here in the U.S.
We are going to continue to consolidate. Maybe most important on that list is the cow herd must expand. The beef cow herd must expand in here while we have all the stars lined up here over the next 2, 3, 4 years. If it doesn't, don't kid yourself. This industry won't look the same 5 and 10 years down the road if we don't expand the herd. We'll have a smaller industry. We'll move from the center of the plate to more of a specialty market. If that doesn't happen, think about the changes we've gone through. We've gone already from 65 pounds of consumption to, as Kevin showed you, we'll be at 52 pounds by next year. So it is important that we do see that. We see a lot of opportunities out here as we look at the markets. We're optimistic on what we'll see this year. Obviously, the volatility is going to continue. It's taken more money for each and every one of you to operate your businesses. That's not going to change. Managing risk, you just have to do it. You just have to do it. There's no way around it in this kind of environment.
And Randy Block says that once we produce it, we're going to sell a lot of it overseas. Not just beef, but also pork and poultry.
Now look at this. This is giving you a 10-year trend. If you're looking at the trends that we've seen over the last several years, if these trends just continue from now to 2020, look what kind of increase we're seeing in pork exports. From 5 billion pounds to 6.5 billion pounds. From $7 billion to $9 billion just in the pork segment alone. How about broilers? Same basic message, isn't it? Look at the increase in tonnage, the increase in value. And when we look at beef, I remind you, we are the largest producer of beef yet on the planet. We won't be long if we don't start to expand this herd. But today we still are. And if we were to see these trends continue that we've experienced here, same trend line, look what that value would do. It'd go from on top of $7 billion to $12 billion by 2020. You roll all of these together. And again, a perspective for you. Look at the increase. We could be exporting another 5 to 6 billion pounds of protein from the United States to consumers around the world. Brett mentioned 300 million more middle-class consumers in China alone by 2020. The estimates are there will be another 100 to 150 million in other countries as well. That's an opportunity for us, isn't it? That's an opportunity for us and one that I think we need to stay focused on as we move down the road. Instead of exporting 40 pounds per capita, we'd be exporting in excess of 50 pounds per capita. Again, that's a big opportunity, I think, as we look at our role in a continually growing global marketplace.
Lots of opportunities out there, so says Randy Block, Chief Executive Officer of the Cattle Facts Organization, during their Market Outlook Seminar here at the Cattle Industry Convention. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Write it down. This next Superior Video Livestock Auction Sale is going to be a dandy. 46,500 head to be offered for sale this Friday, February 7th on Superior Video Livestock Auction Sale. Broadcast live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, or www.superiorclicktobid.com. Start time is 8 a.m. If you want more details about the offering this go-around, go to our website, www.superiorlivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Reporting from Nashville in the 2014 Cattle Industry Convention, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.